example, an 11-year-old girl might look in the mirror and say, "So stupid to get sunburned at camp. So stupid." But if her parents have taught her to argue with her own negative thoughts, she might take a step back and correct herself. "Come on, that's not stupid. It's normal to forget things sometimes. Almost all the kids got too much sun today." By teaching our children to sift through the activity of their mind, we can help them recognize the different RIM points at work within them and help them gain more insight and control in their lives. Notice, too, how integrated the whole process is when it comes to how the brain takes in different stimuli. The nervous system extends throughout our body, functioning like powerful antennae that read the different physical sensations from our five senses. Then we draw on the images from the right hemisphere of the brain, combining these with the feelings that arise from the right brain and the limbic system. Then, ultimately, we link everything together with the conscious thoughts that originate in our left hemisphere and the analytical skills from our upstairs brain. Sifting helps us understand the important lesson that our bodily sensations shape our emotion, and our emotion shapes our thinking, as well as the images in our mind. The influences go the other way, too. If we are thinking hostile thoughts, we can increase a feeling of anger that in turn can make our body's muscles tense up. All of the points on the rim, sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts, can influence the others, and together they create our state of mind. The next time you have a few minutes in the car with your kids, play the sift game, asking questions that aid the sifting process. Here's an example of how you can begin. I'll mention something about what the sensations of my body are telling me. "I'm hungry. What about you? What's your body saying?" "The seatbelt feels scratchy on my neck." "Oh, that's a good one. I'll adjust it in a minute." "What about images? What pictures are going through your mind? I'm remembering that hilarious scene from your school play and you in that funny hat." "I'm thinking about the preview we saw for that new movie." "The one about the aliens?" "Yeah, we've got to see that." "Now feelings. I'm really feeling excited about Grandma and Grandpa coming tomorrow." "Me too." "Okay, S, I, F, now T for thoughts." "I just thought about how we need milk. We'll need to stop before we get home. What about you?" "I've been thinking that Claire should have to do more chores than me since she's older." "I'm glad you're so good at coming up with ideas. We'll have to give that one some more thought." Even if things get silly, the sift game is a good way to give your kids practice at paying attention to their inner landscape. And remember that just by talking about the mind, you help develop it.
Whole brain strategy number 10. Exercise mindsight, getting back to the hub. We've talked about the power of mindsight and focused attention. When kids become fixated on one set of points on their wheel of awareness, we need to help them shift their focus so that they can become more integrated. They can then see that they don't have to be victims of the sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts within them, and decide how they think and feel about their experiences. This doesn't come naturally to children, but they can readily be taught how to focus their attention back to the hub. We can give them tools and strategies for calming themselves and integrating their different feelings and desires. One of the best ways parents can do this is to introduce them to mindsight exercises that help them get back to the hub. When we help our children return to the hub of their wheel, we help them become more focused and centered, so they can remain aware of the many RIM points affecting their emotions and state of mind. Here's how one mother, Andrea, helped her 9-year-old, Nicole, get back to her hub so she could deal with her anxiety about an upcoming music recital. On the morning of the recital, Andrea realized that Nicole was understandably nervous about playing her violin in front of her friends and their parents. She knew her daughter's feelings were normal, but she also wanted to help her become less stuck on her rim. So she introduced her to a MindSight exercise. Andrea had Nicole lie flat on the sofa, and she sat in the chair next to her. Then she began to help her daughter become more aware of what was going on inside her. Here's the gist of what she said. Okay, Nicole, while you're lying still, move your eyes around the room. Even without moving your head, you can see the lamp over on the table. Now look over at your baby pictures. See them? Now look at the bookcase. Can you see the big Harry Potter book there? Now look back at the lamp. Do you see how you have the power to focus your attention all over this room? That's what I want to teach you about. But we're going to focus your attention on what's going on inside your mind and body. Close your eyes and let's focus on your thoughts and feelings and senses. Let's start with what you hear. I'm going to be quiet for a few seconds, and you pay attention to the sounds around us. What do you hear? That car going by? The dog barking across the street? Do you hear your brother running the water in the bathroom? You're aware of those sounds simply because you got still and focused on hearing them. You listened on purpose. Now I want you to notice your breathing. First, notice the air coming in and out of your nose. Now feel your chest going up and down. Now notice the way your stomach moves each time you breathe in and out. I'm going to be quiet again for a few seconds. During that time, stay focused on your breath. Other thoughts will come into your mind, and you'll probably even think about the recital. That's fine. When you notice that your mind is wandering and you're thinking about something else or starting to worry, just go back to focusing on your breath. Follow that wave of the in-breath and the out-breath. After a minute or so, Andrea had Nicole open her eyes and sit up. Andrea explained that this technique is a powerful way to calm the body and mind. She told her to keep this exercise in her pocket for when she needed it, for instance, just before the recital. If she began to feel her heart pounding just before she played her violin, she could return to thinking about her breath coming in and going out, even with her eyes open. You can see how a calming MindSight exercise like this could be a simple but powerful tool to help a child deal with fears and other challenging emotions. Plus, MindSight exercises lead to integration, because, as you know, where we focus our attention, neurons fire and become active, and then wire to other neurons. In this case, when Andrea helped Nicole focus on her breath, she was not only addressing her feelings of anxiety, she was also helping her daughter return to her hub so she could notice other parts of herself and even physical sensations that she could then intentionally change. So her neurons associated with mindfully focusing on her breath became wired to her neurons related to feelings of calm and well-being. She moved into a completely new state of mind and was able to get back to her hub. While this example focuses on an older school-age child, younger kids can benefit from MindSight exercises as well. Even as young as 4 or 5, kids can learn to focus on their breath. A good technique is to have them lie down and place a toy, like a boat, on their stomach. Ask them to focus on the boat, watching it rise and fall as it rides the waves of the breath. But we're not suggesting that MindSight exercises require a person to lie down and enter a meditative state. One of the best tools you can give your kids for when they feel anxious or afraid, or even when they're having trouble falling asleep, is to teach them to visualize a place where they feel calm and peaceful. Floating on a raft in a pool, sitting next to a river they remember from a camping trip, or swinging in a hammock at their grandparents' house. Mindsight exercises lead to survival, which can help kids manage their anxieties, frustrations, and, for older children, even intense anger. But these strategies lead to thriving as well. After Andrea introduced Nicole to the Mindsight exercise before her recital, where she ultimately relaxed and played beautifully, they returned to similar exercises from time to time, with Andrea leading Nicole through certain visualizations like the one above. As she grew older and kept practicing, Nicole began to understand more about the hub of her wheel, so she could get back to it more easily and quickly. She learned to focus more precisely and specifically on the parts of herself that she wanted to develop and grow. Watch for ways to help your children learn to be still and calm at times and find the deep ocean peacefulness within their hub. From there, they'll be better able to survive the storms brewing within them from moment to moment, and they'll have a better chance of thriving emotionally, psychologically, socially, as they grow toward adulthood. Whole brain kids. Teach your kids about integrating the many parts of themselves. We've already given you several examples of how other parents have introduced their children to Mindsight and the power of focused attention. Here's a story that you can use to help your own child understand the concept. Choosing what you think about. Do you ever feel like you get stuck on a feeling or a thought? Maybe an unhappy one that's so powerful it makes you forget about other feelings and thoughts that make you happy or excited? The good news is that you don't have to stay stuck on feelings that upset you. You can learn to focus on other parts of yourself and get unstuck. For example, Nassim couldn't stop thinking about the spelling bee. He even had a stomachache. He didn't feel like eating his lunch or playing at recess. All he could think about was spelling. He was nervous. Then his teacher, Ms. Anderson, taught him about his wheel of awareness. She explained that our minds are like a bicycle wheel. At the center of the wheel, called the hub, is our safe place where our mind can relax and choose what it thinks about. On the rim of the wheel are all the things Nassim could think about and feel. How he likes playing baseball at recess, what surprise his mom could have packed in his lunch, and, of course, his nervousness about the spelling bee. She explained that he was only focusing on the nervousness point on his rim and ignoring the other parts. Ms. Anderson had Nassim close his eyes and take 3 deep breaths. She said, "You've been focusing on your worries about spelling. Now, I want you to focus on the part of your wheel that has fun playing baseball and the part that can imagine a yummy lunch." He smiled and his stomach started to grumble. When Nassim opened his eyes, he felt better. He had used his wheel of awareness to focus on other feelings and thoughts, and he had changed how he felt. He was still a little nervous, but he wasn't stuck on just the nervousness. He learned that he doesn't have to think only about nervous feelings and that he can use his mind to think about other things that can help him have fun and not feel so worried. Nassim ate his lunch and ran outside to play baseball.
Integrating ourselves, looking at our own wheel of awareness. There are many ways parents can benefit from an understanding of Mindsight and their own wheel of awareness. Let's take a moment so you can see and experience what we're talking about. From your hub, sift through your own mind. What rim points have your attention right now? Maybe some of these? I'm so tired. I wish I had just one more hour of sleep. I'm also irritated that my son's Yankees cap is there on the floor. Now when he gets home, I'll have to ride him about that and about his homework. Dinner with the Coopers will be fun tonight, but I kind of wish we weren't going. I'm tired. I wish I did more for myself. At least I'm giving myself the pleasure of reading a book these days. Did I mention I'm tired? All of these sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts are the rim points on your wheel of awareness, and together they determine your state of mind. Now let's see what happens when you intentionally direct your attention to other rim points. Slow down for a few seconds. Get quiet within yourself and ask yourself these questions. What's something funny or adorable my child said or did lately? Even though it's monstrously difficult at times, do I genuinely love and appreciate getting to be a parent?